If you're traveling this holiday weekend, good for you. Or maybe not so good if you're flying. The big airlines canceled nearly 10% of their flights over the weekend, not to mention long waits and delays. I had the pleasure last weekend. Derek Thompson has some thoughts on this, as he always does. He's staff writer at The Atlantic, and he's on Skype. Hi, Derek.
Hey, good to be here.
Okay, horrific numbers for air travel. 1,400 cancellations Friday through Sunday. Nearly 30% of flights on American and Southwest delayed. Why? We've heard about worker shortages, but I'm guessing there's more to it.
Yeah, there's a bit more to it. One way to think about how bad that weekend is anytime you have more than 1,000 cancellations, it's bad. If you have 1,400, that's very, very bad. And anytime, obviously, 1 in 10 flights is being canceled, that is basically flyers playing some kind of air travel roulette whenever they want to cross the country. So why is this happening? At the biggest picture, the reason it's happening is the same reason why everything seems like it's not working right now in America, between the baby formula shortages and the used car shortages and all of this. Demand coming out of the pandemic is outstripping the supply recovery. There is simply too much demand for the amount of supply that is available. And very specifically in the airline industry, what happened in 2020 is that when the air travel industry collapsed, flights declined by 70, 80, 90% in many months. The pilots were laid off, grounds crew were laid off, flight attendants were laid off. And as a result, you have lots of people trying to fly now, but the airlines can't hire fast enough to satisfy that demand. So when anything goes wrong, cancellations cascade.
Okay, so Derek, here's what I don't get. Yes, flying roared back. Airlines were not equipped. Why didn't they just book fewer of us on flights? I mean, if you want to buy a car and they don't have enough cars, they'll say January, right? They'll be straight up. The airlines seem to be doing something different.
They are doing something different. And the thing about airlines, I guess, it's a little bit different than used cars, so they totally understand the analogy here, is that airlines move between countries through weather, whereas used cars sit in one parking lot. So if there's a weather cancellation in New York, that means cascading cancellations for any flights coming out of New York to Miami, to Phoenix, to Chicago. And so the cancellations can cascade in a way that used cars cannot. But to go to your first question, why is this happening? Well, I think a lot of these companies like Delta and American and JetBlue really, really wanted to meet the demand that they foresaw coming this summer. So they really jam-packed their schedules. But it's kind of like going on vacation when you have an over enthusiastic day planned for, you know, your trip to whatever, Paris or Miami or Las Vegas. You have 9 things planned, and if any one thing goes wrong, everything else in the day falls apart. Well, it's kind of like that for the airline schedules. If any one flight is canceled, if you have such a tight schedule and there's no pilots and no flight attendants or grounds crew waiting in the wings because you're so stuffed with hiring, and it's so difficult to bring more people online, any one cancellation means many, many cancellations. And that's why you're seeing the cancellations on a per day basis are going from like 1% on, let's say, a Wednesday, suddenly to like 9 or 10% on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Derek, you're a big ideas kind of writer, and you call this part of a broader nothing works syndrome. So I don't know if you have intellectual property on NWS, but briefly, what is it?
NWS, the nothing works syndrome, is just my conceptualization of the idea that throughout the last year, especially as demand for stuff and for services has normalized, it seemed like a lot of things don't work because markets haven't responded to the demand that has raced ahead. So from the oil markets to baby formula markets to the general sense of safety and disorder, the used car industry, the microchip shortage, it just feels like an industry after industry, there are problems. And I don't blame Americans for being incredibly frustrated. But I do think it's important to be a little bit of a bottleneck detective and look under the hood and say, why is this industry not working right now, whereas this other industry seems to be working? And this piece that I wrote for The Atlantic, which was also a podcast I did for my podcast, Plain English, was basically, you know, an in-depth evaluation of, okay, what is specific to the air travel industry? And so much of it, again, comes down to the fact that they just cut way too much in 2020, and so they are not ready in 2022.
Okay, so can I throw out another couple of shorthand Derek Thompson terms here? Could this be a redundancy problem syndrome? That is, in a lot of these things, we used to have a lot of redundancy, we don't have anymore. Or is this the American over expectations syndrome?
I think both syndromes are probably applicable to the current situation. Americans clearly have an expectation to fly quite a bit. Leisure travel, domestic leisure travel, is probably at all-time record highs right now. And it's also the case that, you know, the resiliency or redundancy problem that you mentioned is, you know, a way of phrasing the fact that in normal times, there are pilots in reserve. So if a flight is canceled in New York, maybe you can still bring some people online that are based in the East Coast that can fly out to Phoenix and, you know, fly some people from Phoenix to Los Angeles. But those pilot reserves, that redundancy, no longer exists in the system. That's why you have, that's a reflection of the fact that you have a pilot shortage. And why these cancellations are cascading.
Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.